is it the 13th December 2003. In Buddhism, there are three kinds of training. The first one is the training in sila, sila sikha in Pali. The second is a training in concentration, samadhi sikha in Pali. The third is training in panya, panya sikha. The first type of a training in sila, sila is moral conduct or morality. Moral conduct, morality, when we want to purify our sila, morality, or moral conduct, we have to undergo the training in sila. When we want to train ourselves to have a good morality, or more good moral conduct, we have to observe the precepts. The precepts are of many different kinds. The first one, 5 precepts. The second one, 8 precepts. The third, 9 precepts. The fourth, 10 precepts. The fifth is 227 rules of a precept for bhikkhus, which is known as Patimokkha. Though we have to observe many different precepts, but the point is only two. Purification of a deed and speech is a sila. If we refrain from evil deeds, then that is the precept of sila purified. If we refrain from bad evil speech, that's the precept, then sila is purified. So, if we refrain from evil deed and evil speech, then our morality is purified. As to 5 precepts, you know 5 precepts very well. The first precept is abstention from killing. The second one is abstention from taking what is not given. The third is abstention from any kind of sexual misconduct. The fourth is abstention from telling lies. The fifth is abstention from using any kind of intoxicants. Abstention from killing enable a person to purify his deed. Abstention from taking what is not given enable a person to purify his deed. Abstention from any kind of sexual misconduct enable a person to purify his deed. Abstention from telling lies enable a person to purify his speech. Abstention from using any kind of intoxicant enable a person to purify his deed. Out of these 5 precepts, the first one, the second, the third, and the fifth precepts enable a person to purify his deed. Abstention from telling lies, the fourth one, enable a person to purify his speech. So, sila means to refrain from evil deed and evil speech. Every person has 3 kinds of deed. Those are physical action, verbal actions, and mental states. Physical action is a kaya, kama, and pali. Verbal action is a vichi, kama, and pali. Mental actions or mental states is mano, kama, and pali. Out of these three types of actions or kama, by observing the precepts, one can purify kaya kama, deep and vachi kama, speech. I'll repeat, out of these three kinds of kama actions, kaya kama, by observing the precepts, one can purify kaya kama, deep and vachi kama, speech. By practicing meditation, one can purify mental actions, manokama, thought. Purification of a sila, that is purification of a deed and speech, is a basic requirement for a meditator when he is about to practice meditation. Only if his deed and speech are purified, he feels clear conscience, he feels happy, rapture. If he feels clear conscience, if he feels happy and rapture, he can attain deep concentration of mind on the object of meditation. Only his mind is well concentrated. If only his mind is well concentrated on the object of meditation, then he can realize the true nature of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. The realization of the true nature of mental and physical phenomena is vipassana jnana, insight knowledge. This vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, arises depending on some degree of deep concentration of mind. To have some reasonable degree of concentration, meditator needs to purify his sila, deed and speech. Purification of deed and speech is known as sila visuddhi in Pali. Purification of morality, sila, is the cause deep concentration of mind is effect. Purification of morality, purification of sila, enable a meditator to attain deep concentration of mind. When the mind is deeply concentrated on the object of meditation, it is purified from mental defilements or mental hindrances. When the mind is purified from kilesa, mental defilements and mental hindrances, it is called chaita visuddhi, purification of mind. When the mind is purified from mental defilement, kilesas, then there arises insight knowledge depending on that purified mind, and realize the true nature of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. When the mind is purified from kilesa, mental defilement, there arises insight knowledge that realizes the true nature of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena. So, sila visuddhi, purification of a moral deed, deed and speech is the cause. Chitta visuddhi, purification of a mind, is the effect. Chitta visuddhi, purification of a mind, is the cause. The insight knowledge, arising of this insight knowledge, is the effect. The arising of inside knowledge is the effect. The cause, the realization of the true nature of nama and rupa, is the effect. That is why we say sila visuddhi, purification of deed and speech, morality, is the basic requirement for a meditator to be successful in his meditation. That is why you have to take a precept before you start to practice Vipassana meditation. You can take up 5 precepts as the basic requirement for meditation. You can take up 8 precepts or 9 precepts as the basic requirement for meditation. Samaniras, novice monks, has to observe 10 precepts as the basic requirement for meditation. Bhikkhus, the monks, has to observe Padimokkha Sila as the basic requirement for meditation. Now you have taken up 8 precepts as the basic requirement for meditation. It will be better if you are able to observe 9 precepts for the basic requirement for meditation. 9 precepts is not difficult to observe. When you have taken up 8 precepts, then if you practice metta meditation, if you cultivate metta loving kindness, if you develop loving kindness, then you have observed 9 precepts. Here, in other words, if you add metta bhavana to artha sila, then it becomes navanga sila. After you have taking up 8 precepts, then you practice metta bhavana, cultivate metta towards all living beings, then that metta bhavana is the 9th precept. Metta bhavana, the practice of metta meditation, is not sila. Actually, it's not sila, it's a samatha bhavana. But when we have taken up 8 precepts in practice metta meditation, so 8 precepts are sila. Though metta meditation is samatha bhavana, we have to say it's also sila because it's added to Atthanga sila. So, when you practice Vipassana meditation, if you practice metta meditation in the beginning of the sitting, say about 15 or 20 minutes, only after that, if you continue Vipassana, then your Vipassana meditation is better because you can concentrate well in Vipassana meditation. Metta bhavana, metta meditation is not difficult. It's easy to develop, to practice, and also it's much effective. If you practice metta bhavana, then you should take up 9 precepts. You should observe 9 precepts. To observe 9 precepts is also very easy. When you have taken up 8 precepts, After the last precept, Ujjasayana Mahasayana Viramani Sikhabada Samariyami, then you will say, Medha Sahagati Nacheta Sa Sabhavantan Lokam Praetava Viharami. The meaning is, I will stay or I will live, spreading, radiating my loving kindness towards all living beings in the universe. That's the meaning. So I would like you to observe 9 precepts so that you have a good knowledge of 9 precepts. Metta, loving kindness, is very good for every person to radiate to all living beings. When you practice metta meditation, here metta means a mental state which wishes the welfare of all living beings, a peace and happiness of all living beings. That is metta. I'll repeat, metta means a mental state which wishes the welfare of all living beings, or peace and happiness of all living beings. When you develop this loving kindness, metta, this mental state in you a lot, then that is it. Metta bhavana, development of metta, loving kindness. When you cultivate or develop loving kindness and metta in you, you should direct your mind, your loving kindness towards all living beings, and saying, may all living beings be happy, peaceful, free from suffering, repeatedly. Saying this metta sentence, may all living beings be happy, peaceful, and free from suffering, you have to reflect upon peace and happiness of a living being. In this way, this sentence arouses loving kindness in you, then you have a lot of loving kindness and metta. When you have developed loving kindness and metta in your mind a lot, then the mind becomes calm, quiet, and concentrate. Then you feel happy, rapture, and tranquil. Then you feel peaceful. When the mind becomes calm, quiet, tranquil, and peaceful, then it enables a meditator to concentrate on the object of meditation very well. So, Vipassana meditator should practice metta meditation about 15 or 20 minutes before he starts Vipassana. In every retreat, in every country, I conduct meditation retreat, metta bhavana, teaching metta bhavana together with Vipassana. In Jakarta retreat too, I taught meditators to practice metta bhavana in the beginning of their Vipassana. Here also I would like, I ask meditators to practice metta meditation, metta bhavana in the beginning of a Vipassana. So I would like you to observe, to take up 9 precepts which includes metta bhavana, metta meditation. So please repeat after me. Aham Bande Ti Sranena Sadde Nawanga silang amanyajami nugahan katwa silang deta me bande yudiyambi ambande sisramena sade Nawanga silang amanyajami nugahan katwa silang deta me bande Tadiyambi ahambande tisramena sade Nawanga silang tamanyajami Anugahan kadwa silandeta mebande Please repeat.
And then you can.
Ahambande Ya mahamwadami tamadeta Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Sama sambuddhassa Buddhan saranam Sarana Gamanam Paripunam Anadi. Please repeat after me. Nidda Sahagadena Chitasa Sabhavandam Lokam Praitva Viharami. Nidda Sahagadena Chitasa Sabhavandam Lokam Praitva Viharami. Medda Sahagadena Chitasa Sabhavandam Lokam Praitva Viharami.
Three times.
Idano Silam Nagapalanya Nasa Patiyo Hodu Abhamadena Sampadita.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.